So hello MSPs, I'm Bushra, the program manager of the MSP program for Middle East and Africa. I want to tell you a little bit about this series of videos that we're going to publish on Channel 9. So I want to have a cool channel where we can integrate and we can communicate with each other. Could be in Middle East and Africa, we can start in countries in each sub. So one of the things that I really want to focus on is have some technical videos that we're in need of and have some videos about our community, about the events that we drive in each country. And today I have a special guest to kick this off with, which is Devin De Vries from South Africa. He's the co-founder of Where Is My Transport? Great. So welcome, Devin.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being with us today. If you can go ahead and just introduce yourself and tell them more about Where Is My Transport?
Sure. I'm co-founder of Where Is My Transport. We were a company that started out of the Microsoft Imagine Cup, but I'm presuming you'll ask me a little bit more about that later. And essentially, we are focused on making public transport work in emerging cities in the way that people are used to it working in the tier one first world cities. Mm-hmm. So many people are used to being able to move around the likes of London and New York and San Francisco with relative ease. But then when you travel to large parts of Latin America and Africa, Middle East and Asia, often public transport usability and movement it's a lot harder to come by. And so for us, the big focus is making that easier for commuters, so enabling people to move freely around their cities, and also at the same time enabling cities to get information about that movement so that they can make more intelligent decisions going forward as to where they need more routes or more stops or essentially more public transport service for citizens.
And it's an application, correct?
It's a mixture of many applications, really, that are able to connect to what is essentially a data platform that we're putting together and that we provide the city, and that platform pulls together all the various feeds of public transport information in their city. Okay. So that it's available in one place. And really for us, and one of the things that really excites us is that through this platform it will be open. Okay. And allow many other developers to actually build those apps that you talk about.
All right. And there's a website, correct? Where's my transport.com?
Correct.
We're gonna add that in the description of the video so you can guys check it. So as you were saying about Imagine Cup, so you started from Imagine Cup. I want to know first how many members were in your team when you started in Imagine Cup?
When we went to the Imagine Cup, we were a team of four.
Okay.
But when we were in university, we were actually a team of five.
All right.
And essentially, we started off in January 2007, and I had this whole team meet at this one particular venue. I said, come meet at this particular house. And they didn't really know exactly why we were meeting there.
And they were all developers?
We're all from the same honors class at university.
Okay.
So this was really our thesis project.
Okay.
And we were challenged with solve a real world problem utilizing technology. And so we chose the problem of public transport. And yeah, we spent, it was one of the most incredible times of my life. We spent basically 8 months living, eating, sleeping, coding, working together in this house for that 8 months. We had our this amazing pictures of it with our beds below our desks.
Okay.
And so we had kind of moved between the two positions. But it was a fantastic time. And that is what ultimately became our entry into the Imagine Cup, that project.
Okay, so you guys were friends before even joining Imagine Cup competition?
Yes.
Okay.
But you could say that build-up period was also something of a pressure cooker and a catalyst for that friendship to also sort of grow on beyond the Imagine Cup.
So is this friendship still going
yes,
on?
Yes, no, I'm
great.
Still...
I'm just making sure.
One of the team members is actually my co-founder, Chris King.
Okay, so you're three founders of Where's My Transport,
yes.
Right? It's you, and the other guy, who is it?
It's Chris King and
uh-huh.
Dave New, who also joined a few years down the line as we started to realize there were more functions that we needed to be provided for within the founder,
okay.
The founder circle. So.
So I believe that it was a very collaborative partnership and friendship during the journey of Imagine Cup and even after Imagine Cup.
Yes, no,
okay.
Absolutely.
So tell us a bit about Imagine Cup. So how was the experience?
It's one of those experiences that like it stays with you for the rest of your life. Like,
okay.
It doesn't leave you. I was chatting just yesterday to somebody about it here in Dubai, because they were talking about, you know, what impact did that event have on you. And I think one of the amazing things about it was that it brought to light the fact that as a student, you know, as a young professional going to the working world, you don't necessarily have to follow the path that many would normally take.
Like, yeah.
If there's something you feel really passionate about and there's something that you really want to affect and make a difference with, then, you know, the beauty about technology is that it gives you this ability to scale, to build things as a small group of individuals that can impact a large number of people. And Imagine Cup really was the catalyst for us to realize that we could have that impact on the world. And the event forced, it pushed us into a position where we were kind of pushed to our limit in terms of what we could produce. And at the end of the day, you end up surprising even yourself. And you get to have an incredible time doing it. You build friendships that last for the rest of your life. And at the event itself, you get to meet with so many other like-minded people. And I think that's one of the most amazing things about the Imagine Cup is that you form these bonds with people from other countries and from different cultures and different circles who experience different problems in their day-to-day life. But what seemed to be a common driving force behind many of the teams there was that they all wanted to fix the problems that were sort of local to their environment. And yeah, these friendships still remain today.
Okay. And what happened after Imagine Cup? So after you guys went there and pitched your idea, what happened after Imagine Cup?
So at the end of Imagine Cup, one of the awards that we won was one of the most business-ready applications or projects. And naturally, that also then led us to looking more closely at what it is that we could do with this project. Could we turn it into a startup? And yeah, that's what we ended up doing. Microsoft actually took us out to Palo Alto. We spent time at the accelerator there. And from there, we came back and we essentially had founded the company just before that. And yeah, we got stuck in, rolled up our sleeves, didn't really know what we were doing. That's kind of the joy and the scary part of it. You just sort of stumble along, but you give it a go. And the Microsoft South Africa team in particular were very, very supportive of us.
Okay.
And now we find ourselves here today from what was two founders originally to now a team of almost 35, 36 people.
And you're based in Cape Town?
We're based in London and Cape Town, so it's interesting. We actually got two bases of operation. Within South Africa, the team there is very much focused on the product and the support aspect, so there's a very heavy technical focus there. And the reason for that is also we need to remain close to the problem that we're solving. And so if the public transport sort of context that we're trying to solve is a third world or emerging market context, you need to have that sort of software development team able to actually test many of the assumptions that they make.
Okay.
And then on the London side, that is actually where we have our go-to-market team, if you will. So communications and marketing and partner strategy, sales, fundraising, all those other aspects of the startup.
Okay. So you're talking, I'm drinking tea on behalf of you.
Can I have some tea?
Yes, you can. So I really want to know, what is your vision for Where Is My Transport? What is your ultimate vision for this company?
When it comes to, it's interesting to see how your vision also changes over the years. You know,
okay.
Like, and Where Is My Transport's vision, while it may have started out a lot smaller, is now really to be able to provide cities within emerging markets a different way to approach their mobility network, a different way to fix what is currently broken. You know, transport and public transport in particular is very much a network. It's a collective, you know, when somebody uses the bus or the train or the taxi, they're usually just looking to go from one point to another point. And for that, they actually need to use a collection, usually a bit of the bus, a bit of the train, a bit of the taxi. Yet, in many of these cities that we're looking at, those services are not connected together.
Yeah.
And so for us to actually have an impact on all those citizens and hopefully reduce the amount of time they spend commuting and being able to give that information back to the city so they can be more intelligent about things, that's really important to us. So for us to be able to impact that on emerging markets around the world, that would really be our vision.
Okay. So I want to also know, you talked obviously about Microsoft and how Microsoft supported you to get to the place where you are. So what is, like, I'm sure it's been around 8 years since Imagine Cup.
Yeah.
So since then, what is your favorite thing about Microsoft?
So there are many things that I've really come to love about Microsoft as an organization. And so I could quickly jump onto things like products and software.
Okay.
But to be honest, my favorite, hands down favorite thing of Microsoft are the people. The people, whether I've been worked with the South African team, whether I've worked with the MIA team, the UK team, every now and then get to connect with Corp. It's interesting how you get to work with these teams in different offices all around the world, but the sentiment remains the same. It's like a grouping of people that really just want to help you become successful and help your startup in whatever way they can. And so if it actually weren't for Microsoft as an organization and the people that really make it up, Wearsmore Transport quite possibly wouldn't be here today. And
awesome.
So yeah, it's the softer side of Microsoft that is really my favorite thing.
Cool. I think lots of people don't really realize that. I mean, it's especially that you're a developer. Some people might think that your favorite thing could be a tool or a product. So I think it's very inspiring that you see that in the people in Microsoft. I think it's amazing. So let's say if I were a MSP participating in Imagine Cup, what is your message to me?
If you're aspiring to not even think about startup, just think about, you've got a problem and you want to solve it, right? And I think the greatest thing to realize is that, especially in your youth, time is on your side. You have endless opportunities to be able to really craft what it is that you want to become and what it is you want to spend your time on. And I guess just embrace the opportunity, embrace the moment, enjoy the fact that you can really knuckle down and work on something that you're passionate about. So don't settle for just taking that job or doing that piece of work because somebody told you to do it.
Yeah.
Like, find that thing that really turns you on and that you really want to put your energy and time into, and then do that, because the amazing thing that will happen is you'll do it incredibly well. Because whenever you put your heart into something, and you know, the effort naturally follows. And the incredible thing about it is that people also tend to flock around to see how they can assist. And that would be my advice.
That's amazing. So where is your transport today?
Hopefully I'll be waiting outside when I leave.
Okay. So thanks again. Thank you very much for being with us. And thank you for sharing the story and for sharing your insights and for sharing your message to the MSPs. I hope you guys enjoyed it. So we want to wrap this, and we want to thank you for watching the video. I'm sorry, but the camera is actually here and I'm looking up there, so it's confusing. So thank you again. And how do you say in South African?
Well, we normally say cheers, but if I want to say thank you, I say shot.
So shot, and we'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.